year as well, went 12-0. Strasburg last year, they finished up in fourth place in the IVC North at 5-7, and also finished up at 8-14 overall on the season last year. Garraway last season in the Division III East District, they were the 7th seed, and they fell in the sectional final, and that was at number 4 seed Union Local by the score 53-49, a 4-point loss to them. Well, for Strasburg, they were in Division 4 last season, and they fell also in the sectional final, went down to the 2 seed Highland. Strasburg was the 11th seed. It was a close game, but Highland got the low-scoring win over Strasburg 37-26 from last season. Stay tuned. More to come in the pregame show after this on WKLM.
February is Career and Technical Education Month, and Buckeye Career Center is celebrating the power of hands-on learning with over 30 high school programs, including outdoor power, meat cutting, precision machining, and CAD. Our students gain real-world skills for in-demand careers. Want to learn more? Save the date for March 20th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. for our spring open house. Meet our instructors, explore our labs, and discover both high school and adult education opportunities during this combined event. Learn more at BuckeyeCareerCenter.org.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobrins Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Garraway comes in the record of 15-6 on the season. Winners of three of their last four. One over Tuskegee Valley, Sandy Valley, and Ridgewood. A loss in their last game at Canton Central Catholic. A very good Canton Central Catholic team by the score 55-48. Well, for Strasburg, a record of 12-9 for them of the season. They won their last two, defeating Newcomerstown and East Canton. Lost before that at Buckeye Trail 47-45 and got a win against Shenandoah. And before that game, back on January 31st by the score 54-43. So Strasburg 12-9. Garraway is 15-6. Garraway averaging 58.5 points per game as a team. Strasburg averaging 44.5 a game. Defensively, the Pirates giving up 51.3 a game. Strasburg is up just under 46 a game on the defensive end. Of course, this is the IVC showcase, and it was in the IVC, in the IVC South, where Garraway hails from. Highland, of course, captured the outright IVC South Division title, going 12-0. Highland selects you their second straight IVC South Division championship, their 26th IVC championship in their school's history. Then it was Indian Valley who finished up in second at 10-2. Garraway in third place at 8-4 in the conference. Ridgewood 5-7. Santee Valley 3-9. Claymont and Tuskegee Valley both 2-10. Maverick from the outright IVC North Division title, going 12-0. That's their sixth consecutive IVC North Division championship. After that, Buckeye Trail went 9-3 in the conference. Strasburg in third place in the IVC North at 7-5. East Canton 6-6. Conotton Valley 4-8. Newcomerstown 3-9. TCC 1-11. And the Ohio Cardinal Conference, Lexington in first place there at 11-1. They captured their third consecutive OCC championship, did Lexington. Then it was Mansfield Senior at 10-2, followed by New Philadelphia at 7-5, Worcester and Ashland 6-6 in the conference. Madison and West Holmes finished up at 1-11. Overall around the area in boys basketball, Highland an overall record of 19-2. Of course, they'll face Malvern tonight. We'll have that game for you as well on WKLM. And Central Christian 16-5. And Triway 12-9, Wayndale 6-15, Danville a record of 5-15, Lanaville 4-17, West Holmes a record overall of 1-20 on the season. Matt Quay alongside Jake Saddle for tonight's broadcast. It'll be Garraway against Strasburg in the IVC Showcase. A Garraway team finish up with 15 wins going to this game, already matched their weight season win total from a season ago. And a team that has some guys to kind of fill in the different spots after some guys graduating from last year, some key spots there, and they've come in and really had a solid season.
And it's always what you expect. You know, after another long run in football, it took them a couple games to kind of get their feet under them. But their losses in the IVC to Highland and Indian Valley, that shows you how tough this conference is. But this is a Garraway team that they've got a lot of guys that have played a lot of basketball and even other sports together. They might be one of the most close-knit teams in the IVC.
Garraway, the 3 seed in the upcoming Division 5 sectional. They'll play host to the 13 seed Meadowbrook in their first tournament game at Garraway, February 22nd at 7 o'clock here. And for today's match, I think for a Salisbury team, also have had a solid year. You saw them against West Holmes, got that close win there. But for Garraway, I think you're just going to come out here trying to finish up the regular season strong, get yourself ready for tournament time.
And that's exactly what Garraway wants to do. And, you know, you're kind of going up against your counterpart or your rival on the other side of the conference. These two teams not separated by a lot of distance. You know, there's families on each side of this rivalry that either live in the Sugar Creek area or the Strasburg area, and it just kind of depends, you know, which side of the road you're on, which school district you're going to.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back to you after this on WKLM.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Today's national anthem being brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. And the starting lineup's brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. Now with today's starting lineups, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Garraway, the visitors on the scoreboard will line up like this. A 5'7 senior guard, that's number 2, Bennett Wallach. A 6'1 senior guard, number 5, Blaine Raber. A 6'2 senior forward wearing number 12, Bronson Speedy. A 6'4 senior post wearing number 15, Brady Geibel. And a 6'4 senior guard wearing number 23, Chet Troyer. On the other side for the home team and the Strasburg Tigers, they'll line up like this. A 6'2 sophomore guard, number 1, Ryan Becker. A 5'10 freshman guard, number 5, Brody Bachman. A 5'11 senior guard wearing number 21, Parker Edwards. A 6'2 junior guard wearing number 32, Gage Moore. And a 5'10 senior wearing number 3, that's Caden Thomas.
And the starting lineup is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Money. Give them a call, 674-1483. Jumping for Garraway, a Brady Geibel, 6'4 senior for the Pirates. And jumping for Strasburg, that is going to be a number 1. That's a Ryan Becker, a 6'2 sophomore. They'll be won by Strasburg going from left to right in the first half from Claymont in the IVC Showcase. Pass goes out top to Gage Moore. Dribbles it, drives the lane. His shot left hand off the glass is going to be good. Gage Moore gets them all off to the right start for Strasburg, a 2-0 lead. Garraway has the basketball going from right to left. Pass goes out soft to Raber. On the right point, now to Speedy. Right on the foul line, grabbed inside by Geibel. Back in the corner, 3-point by Bennett Wallach. Up in the air, going to be knocked down. Bennett Wallach gives Garraway a 3-2 advantage. Tigers have it the other way. On the right side goes to Parker Edwards. Out top of the pass, down to Becker. Back in the left wing, received by Moore. On the right point, grabbed by Brody Boffman. Back in the far side corner. Picked inside, a pass inside to a cutting Ryan Becker. Out of bounds, though, over his head. Wasn't looking for it. First turnover on the Tigers. Half-court defense applied by Strasburg. Garraway the basketball and a 3-2 advantage with 7-12 to play first quarter. Bronson Speedy's pass goes to Raber on the left wing. Out top to Speedy. Back to Raber. Raber, three-pointer up in the air, going to be knocked down. Wayne Raber can't leave him open.
Him or Bennett Wallach, who have both hit threes to start this ball game, if they'll get an open look or even a contested look on the outside, they'll take it.
Meanwhile, more miscommunication for Strasburg and a pass by Edwards to the left wing, and nobody was there. And that'll be their second turnover. And in Garraway ball, they have a 6-2 lead.
And this is a Strasburg team. You know, we saw them play a close game against West Holmes where they got a last-second win. 10 seconds left, I think, on the clock when they made that shot that ended up being the game winner. Through the last half of the season, they've really grown as a team. And I think there's just sometimes you've got some young players out there. And I don't want to say it's the yips, but they'll just kind of make some errant passes and lead to some unforced turnovers.
Pirates had the basketball. 3-4 by Raber goes up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound tipped in the hands of Ryan Becker. Tigers have it across the timeline. Gage Moore with the basketball. Dribbles it out top. Now the handoff goes over to Parker Edwards. Back in the corner to Becker. Right wing back to Gage Moore. Goes out top of the pass. Now to Brady Boffman. And the left point to Caden Thomas. He'll find Becker. Becker to the baseline. His shot up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound going to be knocked out of bounds. That'll be off the hands of who?
Well, they called a foul, it looks like. Looks like they're going to get Brady Geibel on a personal foul underneath.
Loose ball, so first team foul on either team. And Pirates to inbound beneath their own backboard. Inbounded out of the left wing. Three-pointer by Brody Boffman up there, going to be knocked down. The freshman guard, Brody Boffman, with a three-point basket. Makes it a one-point game. Pirates with the lead and the basketball. Here's Raber's pass for pass. Now to Bennett. Wallach and his three-pointer by Wallach, no good. Rebound trickles out of bounds. It'll be Strasburg basketball. Reminder, we'll have the Highland Malvern game. Of course, the IVC South Division champions against the IVC North Division champions. That'll be tonight about 7 o'clock. Airtime about 6:35 for that here from the showcase. Here's Boffman with it high on the right side. Dribbles it. Shovels down top to Becker. Now right on the foul line to Gage Moore. Hands it off. Now to Becker. Dribbles it now. Boffman back out top to Gage Moore. His three-pointers up in the air, no good. Rebound grabbed by Becker. Becker shot for the foul line. His 15-footer, that's no good. Rebound snatched away by Blaine Raber. Garraway ball and a one-point lead. Raber out top. Weaves his way to the foul line. Pass inside to a cutting teammate. Yeah, shot no good by Chet Troyer. Rebound grabbed by Gage Moore. Tigers basketball down by one. 5.5 to play first quarter. Moore to the foul line. Backs it in. Nowhere to go with it. Kicks the left wing back to Thomas. Out top to Boffman. Right wing now to Ryan Becker. Now the drive by Moore. His shot blocked inside by Chet Troyer. Rebound picked up by Geibel. Airway ball. Here's Speedy out top. Drive. Lane. Speedy has it knocked away, but a foul is called on the drive to the basket by 6'2 senior Bronson Speedy. First team foul on Strasburg in this first quarter of play. Call that a Moore. And Speedy at the charity stripe. Again, the 6'2 senior, one of the top scorers for the Scaraway team. That free throw up going to be no good. On the first, at the conclusion of today's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw bounces in by Speedy. His first point, 7-5 Garraway. Strollsburg ball into the front court. The dribble now by Parker Edwards. To Boffman, out top Becker. Becker on the right point, dribbles it out top. Bumped, no foul. Now to Gage Moore on the right point. Moore guarded by Troyer, goes to the corner. Three-pointer by Boffman up in the air, going to be no good. Missed everything. Rebound grabbed by Speedy. Pirates have it across the timeline. Here's Wallach. Has it out top. Crossover. Wallach's pass to the corner. Chased down by Raber. Gets it out top to Speedy. Speedy to the foul line, to the lane. His layup going to be no good, but he's fouled by Ryan Becker. Second team foul on Strasburg. Becker has his first. And now Speedy goes back to the foul line.
And that's something we see Speedy do all the time. He does a great job getting that ball on the outside, and he'll fake the three. He's got a great head fake and then drive in and draw the contact. And he's come close to the end one a few times throughout the season, just driving in like that.
Buries the first free throw. Now 2-3 for the charity stripe in this game. 8-5 Pirates. That free throw up going to be good as well. 9-5 Garraway. 4:40 to play first quarter, and the Tigers have it. Here's Boffman into the front court. His pass goes to Keenan Thomas, a senior. Left wing back to Becker. Becker just a sophomore. Out top to Moore. Moore to the foul line. To the right block. His shot off the last. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. And the off the hands are going to save a Speedy. And Strollsburg is going to keep it. Tigers down by four. And Thomas inbounds it to a cutting teammate. Edwards, who lost it, kicks it back out top, though. Now to Ryan Becker. Becker to the foul line. On the right corner now to Edwards. He'll find Boffman. Boffman out top to Moore. Left wing back to Ryan Becker. Becker dribbles the top of the key. On the right point, back to Gage Moore. Moore guarded tightly. And it gets it over in the hands of Parker Edwards. On the right point, in the hands of Keaton Thomas. He'll find Becker back in the far corner to Boffman. Now to Gage Moore to the foul line. Back to Boffman. Boffman to the foul line. His 15-footer's up in the air. No good on the runner. Rebound grabbed by Speedy. Speedy takes it himself for Garraway into the front court. On the right corner. Baseball pass to the corner to Wallach. His three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound tipped to the floor. Grabbed by Geibel. Geibel, head fake, put back, knocked away with a foul. And that foul is going to be called the attempted block by Parker Edwards. That'll be his first 13th foul on Strasburg. So Brady Geibel at the foul line, 6'4 senior. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel for the broadcast for this afternoon. That free throw up in the air going to be knocked down. Geibel's first point. Michael Hammond back at the studio here on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Reminder also, in addition to that Highland game tonight, we'll have the Maysville West Holmes boys game, and that'll be on YouTube and stream too. Airtime around 7 o'clock for that. That free throw good by Geibel. Buries them both. 11-5 Garraway, and Garraway now on a 5-0 run. That was since that the three-pointer by Boffman made it a one-point game. Now Garraway's extended that to a six-point advantage. Strasburg ball. Here Edwards to the foul line. Lane runner by Edwards going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Blaine Raber. Garraway on the fast break. Raber to the foul line. Lost it. Now picked up to the right wing. Drive now inside by Jackson Garber. Three-pointer by Wallach from the quarter. He'll knock it down. Bennett Wallach, his second three-pointer made. 6 points for him, 14-5 Garraway.
And Wallach's so good from the corner, but the other thing is he can go in and drive on those two. If he has someone come out and defend him, he can get it away.
8-0 run, stolen away by Wallach meanwhile. Wallach on the fast break to the foul line, to the corner of the Raber, head fake. Raber's nice look inside, goes to Speedy, he'll make it up and in. Speedy has 5 assists from Raber, timeout Strasburg. 2:57 to play first quarter. It's Garraway 16, Strasburg 5. This is the IVC Showcase on WKLM.
If you are looking for experienced help in investing for retirement or other goals, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have been serving investors in the Holmes County area for more than 30 years. My firm offers a full range of investment choices, individual stocks, mutual funds, bonds, CDs, which are FDIC insured, annuities, and life insurance and long-term care insurance. Securities are held by LPL Financial, which is a member of SIPC.
Stralsburg basketball out of the timeout. They're down 16-5 as the Pirates are on a 10-0 run. And Becker's pass goes far side, knocked loose and grabbed by Ryan Becker. Drive to the foul line, and he'll be bumped and fouled inside the paint. And for Garraway, that'll be their second team foul in this opening quarter. And called out on Bennett Wallach, his first.
Now he's the one that got in there and made the contact to knock the ball away at first, and then just a little too much contact on the follow-up.
Inbound to the left wing, grabbed by Edwards. Back out top. Chased down by shooting, but stolen away by Wallach. Wallach passes, that goes to Speedy. He'll lay it up, no good. A little wad pass, Speedy couldn't lay it in. Rebound grabbed by Keaton Thomas. Tigers basketball, Thomas on the right wing. Guarded by Raver, picks it up. Now back out top to Ryan Becker on the left wing, received by Edwards. Dumps it back to the corner, grabbed by Thomas. Far side over to Chuning. Out top, Ryan Becker. Becker to the foul line. Cut off. Back out top of the pass to Lucas Gopp, the 6'1 freshman. Far side corner of the pass to Chuning. Out top of the pass, Keaton Thomas now. 2:10 to play first quarter. Stralsburg basketball. Looking for some offense. Three-pointer by Chuning up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by a leaping Brady Geibel. Pirates off to the races. Here's Raber. Raber to the foul line, to the lane. And he'll be fouled on the dump pass to Speedy. That foul going to be called on Cody Chuning. 14th foul in Stralsburg. Chuning has his first personal foul.
He tried to split four defenders there and just couldn't get through quick enough, but able to draw the foul. And now the last 2 minutes of the quarter, they'll be in the bonus.
And simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, and let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. Done faster and right, you're back in the road, Southside Quick Lube. Pass inside goes to Raver, he'll bank it up and in. On the inbound pass, Raver has 5-18-5 Garraway, now on a 12-0 run. Tigers with it, here's Boffman on the right wing. Goes out top to Moore, on the left wing, back to Chuney. Goes out top of the pass to Gage Bonifant. And back on the right side, bounce pass over to Moore to the foul line. His fadeaway up in the air going to be knocked down. Gage Moore has four. That snaps that 12-0 run by the Pirates.
Moore's another one of those guys. He likes to go bump and bruise down in the paint, but he can step back and get those all day long.
Here's the three-pointer by Jackson Garber. Bounces up in the air and falls back in. Nice bounce that time for Garber. Off the bench, his first points of the game. 21-7 Garraway. Here's Boffman to the corner, to the baseline, under the bucket. Head fake, his layup going to be no good, but he's going to be fouled. They'll slap that foul on Micah Yoder, 13th foul on Garraway. Yoder has his first, and to the foul line will be the 5'10 freshman guard, Brody Boffman. Boffman does have 3 points so far in the first quarter. 106 to go. Free throws up in the air going to be good. 4 points for Boffman. And Blaine Raber will have a seat. Checking in for him, Kingman Bear, 6'2 junior. Has the face mask on. And Boffman now for the second free throw. That's up going to be good as well. Buries them both. 21-9 Garraway. They have the ball. And the dribble across the timeline. Micah Yoder has it, the junior guard for the Pirates. Out top. His pass inside going to be out of bounds. Nobody touch it. That'll be a turnover on Garraway. Just their first, though, of the first quarter.
He tried to thread a needle to his guy down there, and he threaded it so well, he put it in between two of his teammates that were cutting underneath the hoop.
Under a minute to play in the first quarter. The Tigers have it into the hands of Lucas Scott. He'll find Chuning to the baseline to Gage Moore. His fadeaway no good that time. Rebound going to be grabbed by the Pirates and Tanner Rao, the 6'2 junior for Garraway. Ball foot away, almost a steal, but a foul going to be called. A steal by Chuning. They're going to call him for a foul getting that steal, so that'll be the 15th foul in Stralsburg. Chuning has a second personal, so it should be a bonus.
It will be two shots there. You know, the Stralsburg fan's not a big fan of that call. Just looking from this side of the court, it looked like he got him on the wrist as he kind of lunged after that ball trying to get the steal, so I think that's a good call. I think the officials have been pretty consistent with that call early in this one.
Mike Yoder fires it up in the air. It's going to be off the mark. Micah Yoder, 5'10 junior, averaging 2.5 a game on the season. Good start for Garraway in the first quarter, up 21-9. Second free throw by Yoder. That is up, and that's going to be no good. Rebound will be corralled by Lucas Scott. Tigers basketball. Here's Boffman on the right wing. Crossover, Boffman bumped, and he'll be fouled on the four. That foul will be called on Wyatt Reifenschneider. Fourth team foul on Garraway. Reifenschneider has his first personal foul. As now Gopp will check out and back in, 5'10 senior Caden Thomas. Thomas will do the inbounding, but 29.8 seconds to play first quarter. Thomas passed the ball on the right wing. Out top Becker on the left wing, now received by Boppin. Boppin dribbles it near the midcourt line. He'll back it up. Stolzberg trying to look for that final shot of the first with 19 seconds in counting. Boppin crossover to the foul line. Down to the corner. Gets it out top, Ryan Becker. On the right point, received now by Parker Edwards. Evers dribbles it to the baseline. Evers comes to a jump stop. Head fake. Head shot up here. Going to be no good, but he drew a foul. Good head fake inside. Draws the foul on Micah Yoder. And out to the foul line will be two free throws for Parker Edwards.
You know, you call it a head fake. I'm not sure it's a fake if you use your head to create that contact and hit him right in the gut. But, hey, it works. It gets the same result.
He got it. And he'll be at the foul line. First free throw is going to be no good. That foul was actually in lofted numbers, his first personal foul. So Edwards looking for his first point. This is the first free throw. Now has one more to go. That's up. That's going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound, Raber. 3 seconds. Raber across midcourt. Raber on the right wing. His three-pointer at the buzzer going to be no good off the rim. That'll close it out for the first quarter of play. At the end of one, it is Garraway 21, Stralsburg 9. This is the IVC Showcase on WKLM.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Already for the second quarter, Garraway has it first in that 12-point advantage. Bennett Wallach with the dribble out top. His pass to the right side goes to Speedy. Dumps it inside. Now the right block to Raber. Raber spins around. His shot off the last is good. Strong move inside. Blaine Raber from that right block. He has 7 first-half points. 23-9 Garraway. And here's the drive by Boppin. His shot swatted into bounds by Blaine Raber. Getting it done on the offensive and defensive ends to start this second quarter of play.
And we've seen him do that all season long. He can get up there and knock those shots away, and that's a valuable tool to have.
Embedded out top goes to Gage Moore. Now to Becker. Back in the far side quarter to Caden Thomas. Thomas to the foul line. Shovels it out top back to Brian Boffman. Boffman now to the left wing. Brody Boffman bumped by Raber. Now to the corner. Gets the handoff. Now to Caden Thomas. Goes out top now to Parker Edwards. His three-pointer knocked down. Edwards' first points of the game makes it a 23-12 Garraway lead. Pirates have it. Here's Raber to the foul line. Nice look inside. Under the basket, finds a teammate. Shot going to be a no good by Kingman Merrick, but it got his own rebound. Put back up by Merrick, going to be no good on the second attempt. That time he's going to be fouled, though, by Gage Moore. Moore has his second in the first team foul on the Tigers in this second quarter of play. And take a look at the first quarter numbers, which are courtesy of Jake Seidel. And for Garraway, they were 4 of 8 from three-point distance for 50%. Stralsburg 1 of 4 for 25% shooting. Bayer missed the first free throw. Garraway 2 of 4 from two-point range for 50%. Stralsburg 2 of 9. While Garraway is 4 for 8 from the foul line, also 50% shooting there. Stralsburg 2 of 4 for 50%. Garraway out rebounding Stralsburg 11 to 9. 4 turnovers for the Tigers, 1 for the Pirates in the first quarter. Both free throws are no good by Kingman Bear. Rebound grabbed by Ryan Becker. And Stralsburg has the ball. Here's Edwards on the right point. Back to Becker. His three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound snatched away by Raber. Long pass goes to streaking Bronson Speedy. He grabs it. Head fake. Layup no good, though. Rebound Brody Boffman. Tigers basketball down 23-12. 6:45 to play second quarter. Edwards top of the key. Now to the foul line. His pass goes to Thomas. Back out top, Ryan Becker. Left point back to Boffman. Into the corner received by Edwards. Dribbles it. Edwards now on the left wing. Crossover to the baseline. Cut off. Shovels it out top. Now over to Brody Boffman. His three-pointer off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Kingman Bear. And now to Raber as Gary will have the ball up 23-12. Raber lobs into the corner to Ben Wallach. Wallach pass inside. O'Cutting brought to Speedy. Off his hands, out of bounds. Couldn't quite snatch it in traffic there. It'll be a turnover on Garaway. That'll be their second.
Yeah, it was the right idea there by Wallach. Like I said earlier, you'll see him get out to the outside and look for that three. If it's not there, he'll drive the baseline. That time tried to find Speedy underneath. Great idea, but Speedy just had the pass kind of knocked away from him and couldn't recover it before it went out.
So Tigers will have it. And it'll be Parker Edwards out top. Bounce pass now to Keaton Thomas. Gets called for traveling as he received that basketball. And that'll be the fifth turnover on Strasburg. Garaway coming in at 15-6. Strasburg at 12-9. Wallach now has it across the timeline. Crossover to the foul line to Lane. Nice look inside goes to Raber. His reverse layup is going to be good. Raber so smooth in there. He has 9 points and four of those in the second quarter.
If you just let him get loose, he's going to make you pay each time.
Here's Becker. Kicks it right wing over to Chuning. Cody Chuning back to Becker in the corner. He'll find Keaton Thomas. Thomas dribbles it to the baseline. Comes to a jump stop. Kicks it back on the right wing to Chuning. 25-12 Garaway. Out top now to Chuning. On the right point now in the hands of Keaton Thomas. Dribbles it out top. Back in the left wing. Received by Chuning again. Nice look inside. Goes off the hands, though, of Becker, who couldn't handle the pass. Out of bounds. That's turnover number six now. McRae alongside Jake Seidel for the broadcast. Garaway against Strasburg in the Boys IVC Showcase. Bennett Wallach across the timeline. 5-12 and counting first half. On the left wing. It'll be grabbed by Jackson Garber. He'll find Speedy. Baseball pass inside goes over to Raber. Raber spins around. Head fake. His shot no good, but he drew a foul. He had Edwards up for the air. Second team foul in Strasburg. Edwards now his second personal foul, and Raber is at the foul line.
He's so good at that move when he gets down on the block, getting through contact. And it seems like every time we see him do it, he's either able to get in there and get the rebound, or he's going to go to the charity stripe.
Coming in, averaging number 22 a game for the 6'1 senior. In 9 rebounds per contest, free throw is going to be good. Raber, now 5 in the quarter. He has 10 for the ballgame. Stop by the jewelry store to see the large selection of diamond earrings in different styles, along with sterling silver to 14-karat gold jewelry. They have a wide range of merchandise for you. That's the jewelry store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. Second free throw also good by Raber. And makes it 27-12 Garaway. Tigers basketball, Boffman. Pass out top to Thomas. On the right point, now to Ryan Becker. His pass goes to Chuning. Chuning to the foul line, to the lane. And another travel call. Nowhere to go with it. And that's turnover number 7.
This pressure from the Garaway defense, just a little too much for Strasburg to handle right now. Seems like they get locked up in that corner and can't seem to get anywhere else. And even if they get the pass off, their guys aren't always ready to receive it.
Nice look by Wallach inside. Goes over to Jackson Garber. His shot rejected by Becker. Rebound grabbed, however, by Garber. His pass to Speedy. Cross-court pass to Raber. Raber drive, lane. Raber lays it up. No good. Almost like he tried to dunk it there, but missed off the rim and rebound grabbed by Bonifant. Bonifant pass to the corner. Chased down by Chuning. Gets the handoff down to Boffman out top. Boffman poke loose and almost a steal by Raber. Instead, they call him for the reach-in foul. Blaine Raber, his first team foul in the quarter on the Pirates.
Yeah, I think he's upset he got rejected by the rim there and was hoping to maybe get another chance at it on the fast break. Just got a little bit ahead of himself.
Very close. And Tigers down to win Bennett here at side court. Midway point of the second quarter. They trail at 27-12. Brody Boffman on the right wing. The handoff down to Lucas Goff. Gets it out top of the pass to Becker. Becker dribbles it to the foul line. Cut off. Pukulis grabs it again on the right wing. His pass to Chuning in the corner. Now Goff, I should say, has the basketball. Dribbles it out top. On the left point, back to Boffman. Back in the corner to Ryan Becker. Becker out top now. Pass to Bonifant. Bonifant back in the corner. Drive by Boffman to the baseline. Crosser pass left side. Three-pointer by Becker is going to be no good. Rebound on the back by Goff. Puts it back up. That's no good, but he is going to be fouled. And that slapped that foul, I believe, on number 21. That's Tanner Rao. Second team foul on Garraway. Rao has his first personal foul. Lucas Goff, 6'1 freshman. You're going to see that's on the floor. So no free throws for him. Bonifant. Inbounds to the right corner, goes to Boffin. Poke loose, now a steal by Blaine Raber. His baseball pass goes to Speedy. Speedy to the bucket. It's lay off the last. Good on the foul. That time he got the end one. The foul on Becker. Runs to Speedy. A chance for a three-point play at the foul line. All started, of course, by the defense and the steal by Blaine Raber.
The transition offense is the name of the game for Garraway. They can set up and run what they want, but when they get a chance to get out and get those fast breaks, they are almost unstoppable.
That free throw by Speedy, no good. Rebound by Jackson Garber, his putback no good. Rebound picked up by Speedy. Speedy in traffic, lost it, knocked away and stolen. Here's Becker. After Garraway turned it over for the third time. 29-12 Garraway, 3:20 to play in the half. Boffin over to Bonifant, out top Becker. On the left wing, now Chunin has it back in the corner. Received by Boffin. Inside of cutting Lucas Goff. His shot rejected inside by Rao. Rebound picked up by Blaine Raber. Raber out top now the drive by Speedy. Bumped. His shot up ain't going to be good. Got the roll to Bronson Speedy. Speedy now up to 9 points. Four of those coming in the corner.
3 of 5 from the floor for him, too. You can't ask for much more.
31-12 lead for Garraway. Here's Boffin. Stolen away by Blaine Raber. Raber to the bucket. Raber, nice pass last second, goes to Speedy. Maybe he wasn't expecting it as he missed the layup. Rebound goes to Chuny. Tigers basketball. Here's Boffin. 2.5 to go. 31-12 Garraway. Yeah, Strasburg just 3 points in the second quarter. Chuny on the left wing, out top to Boffin. On the right point now to Gies Bonifant. 5'10 junior, Bonifant. Kicks it to the corner, goes to Gopp. Gopp's three-pointer going to be knocked down by the left-hander, Lucas Goff, his first points of the game. 31-15, Pirates. 2:11 to play, second quarter. That pass to Speedy, left wing, now to Wallach. His three-pointer going to be in and out, no good. Spun out, rebound, grabbed by Raber. Raber's put back going to be knocked down. Raber now up to 8 points of the quarter, 13 for the game. 33-15, Garraway. 1:49 to play in the half. Boffin has it for the Tigers. His pass goes to Chuny on the left wing. Back in the corner, Ryan Becker, who has the basketball. Dribbles it left wing. Baseball pass goes right of the foul circle to Bonifant. He'll back it up. Working against Garber. On the right wing now to Lucas Goff. Now to cut it, Ryan Becker. Becker, fadeaway jumper up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound, Bronson Speedy. Speedy takes it himself to the front court. Bounce pass goes to Wallach. His three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound tipped into the hands of Brody Boffin. Long pass by Boffin. Going to be batted away by Garber. Chased down by Chuny, though, on the left wing. Al top to Boffin. Has it stolen away by who else but Blaine Raber. Raber, he'll lay it up and in. Blaine Raber, those quick hands, and 35-15 Garraway has added on to their lead. Here's Bonifant on the right side with 54 seconds of counting. Cross-court pass. Nobody there again. That'll be a turnover. And it'll be number 11 for the Tigers.
Full sail subs on each side now. Going back to that Raber takeaway. He almost dunked it again. That time he got it to fall in. I just don't think he got enough of a jump on it. But watch out. If he gets any more of those, you'll have to clear the runway at the other end of the gym.
Absolutely. It'll be Becker who has the out top. 45 seconds to go. Becker to the foul line, to the lane. His layup off the last is going to be no good. Rebound batted to the corner. And it'll be saved by Chet Troyer, but in the hands of Moore. Back to Becker. Out top, Gage Moore. His three-pointer going to be in and out. No good. Rebound tipped to the floor. And he'll be corralled inside by Lofton Numbers. You got it. 25 seconds. Here's Mike Yoder for the Pirates. Cross-court pass goes to Kingman Bear. Al Zop on a three-pointer up there by Brady Geibel. That'll be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Cody Chuny. Now 14 seconds to go in the half. Strasburg ball on the right wing, Parker Edwards. Dumpson's not going to be out of bounds, though. I don't think call a foul, excuse me, on Kingman Bear, who's trying to defend the cutting Keaton Thomas.
I mean, he technically wasn't sent, and I think Thomas just kind of nicked him as he was trying to save that ball from going out of bounds. So by the strictest definition, that is a foul.
And man, the right wing, they gauge more. 5 seconds. Now it's a shooting to the foul line. 4 seconds. Right wing now with dribble and travel. before that shot is taken by Keenan Thomas. Good defense by Bear to draw that indecision. And now Garrowy has it just over a second to go.
He was trying to take that sidestep, and I don't think he ever pulled down the basketball.
Numbers has kind of lost the ball there at the end of the half here at midcourt, and that'll do it here for the first half of play. Halftime score, Garrowy 35 and Stralsburg 15. Back around the recap the first half for you on WKLM.
Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com.
The President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the BOGO sale all this week at Rohde's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rohde. We have Armor Lunch Makers, Pilgrim's Nuggets, the Philly Steak Sandwich Steaks, Progresso Soup, and Brawny Paper Towels, all buy one, get one free. We also have Haagen-Dazs Ice Cream, Mayfield Sandwiches or Bars, Steak and Mangus Steaks, Red Lobster Seafood, Old El Paso Soup, Sunkissed Drink Mix, Quaker Mini Rice Trips, and all laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. That's now through Sunday at Rohde's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MBBSystems.com. MBB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
It is halftime from Claymont. Garrowy has the 35-15 advantage over Stralsburg here at the Boys IVC Showcase. Garrowy led 21-9 after the first quarter. They would go on a 12-0 run at one point in that first and had that 12-point lead after one, outscoring the Tigers 14-6 also in the second quarter. And Garrowy has a 35-15 lead at the half. For Garrowy, leading the way for them was Blaine Raber. Raber in the first half going 1-for-3 on three-point tries, 5-for-6 from two-point range, 2-for-2 from the foul line. Raber had 15 first half points. Bronson Speedy just missing double figures in the first half. 3-of-6 from two-point range and 3-for-5 for the foul line. Speedy had a total of 9 points. 6 points also scored by Bennett Wallach, who buried 2 three-pointers in that first quarter. 3 points for Jackson Garber. 2 points scored by Brady Geibel, rounding out the 35-point total for Garrowy. For Stralsburg, leading the way for them, 5 points for Brody Boffman, 4 points scored by Gage Moore. Neither one of them scored in the second quarter. And it was 3 apiece also for Parker Edwards and Lucas Knopp, running out the 15-point total for the Tigers. Halftime score, Garrowy 35 and Stralsburg 15. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. The Pirates from three are 4 of 11 for 36%, 8 of 16 for 50% from two-point land shooting, combined 12 of 27 for 44% from the floor. Strasburg, 3 of 10 from three-point land for 30%, 2 of 13 for 15% from two-point range. They are shooting combined 5 of 23 for 22%. From the charity stripe, Pirates are 7 of 13 for 54%, Strasburg 2 of 4 for 50%. Pirates with the rebounding edge, 22 to 18. Meanwhile, 12 turnovers committed by the Tigers, 3 by Garraway.
Individual rebounding leaders for Garraway, Blaine Raber had 6 of those in the first half. 4 boards for Bronson Speedy, 3 rebounds for Brady Geibel. For Strasburg, Ryan Becker had 3 boards in the first half and 2 boards apiece for Brady Boppin, Cody Chuning, along with Gage Moore and Lucas Scott. 35-15 Garraway at halftime, Jake, and the Pirates not doing a whole lot wrong.
They're really not doing a whole lot wrong. And, you know, I always put the combined shooting totals in there, and I think, you know, even with that 4-shot overall difference, Garraway shooting twice as well, 44% compared to 22% as the Tigers. And it looks like Strasburg's just been a little flustered so far in this one. They're not holding on to the ball as well as they'd like to. They're not getting those wide open shots thanks to the Pirates' defense on the perimeter. And I really think Garraway is just going to keep pulling away in this one unless the Tigers change something up.
Halftime score again is Garraway 35, Strasburg 15. Back round with the second half after this on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
At Pomerine Hospital, they understand that access to quality health care is essential for rural and small-town residents. Each day, their specialists provide nationally recognized care at facilities across Holmes, Ashland, and Tuscarawas counties. Whether you're growing a family or making the most of your golden years, you can trust them for reliable patient outcomes at every stage of life. From outpatient services to advanced treatments, learn how they're setting a new standard for community-based health care. And remember that no matter where life takes you, Pomerine is just around the corner. Find the location at PomerineHospital.org.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for February is Kane's Crispy Chicken Pizza.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
And just about ready for the start of the second half. McCoy alongside Jake Seidel and Michael Hammond back in the studio here on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com and Stream 1. Again, we'll have the final game of the showcase. Also, the game in between has Indian Valley against Buckeye Trail. But then after that, we'll be covering the Highland-Malvern game. Airtime approximately 6:35. Game time right around 7 o'clock for that tonight. And also tonight, we'll have boys regular season basketball with Maysville at West Olmos. That'll be on YouTube, the WKLM YouTube page, courtesy of Claxon Communications, and also airtime for that around 7 o'clock tonight. It'll be also on Stream 2 on WKLMFM.com. Salisbury has the ball first to begin the third quarter. Becker's pass goes right side now to Keaton Thomas. Al top down to Bopp, and his three-pointer's up there going to be no good. Rebound by Keaton Thomas. His putback is going to be good. Keaton Thomas' first 2 points of the game. 35-17 Garaway. They had the ball. Here's Raber on the left wing. Now to Wallach. His three-pointers up in the air going to be no good. Rebound, however, by Geibel. Al top. Back to Bronson Speedy. Speedy near the midcourt line. Now drive to the right block. Pass inside going to be deflected away and stolen by Gage Moore. There's the turnover. The fourth on Garaway. Tigers with it. Here's the dribble now by Edwards to the baseline. His layup going to be no good, but Edwards drew the foul on the hard drive to the basket. It'll send the 5'11 senior guard Parker Edwards to the foul line.
I believe that's Chet Troyer they're going to get with that one. I think he saw him going up and worried he might try to dunk and just said, that's not happening today. Rather send him to the charity stripe.
He did that. First team foul on Garaway of the quarter, of course.
Actually going to call it on Geibel.
His second. Rehu going to be good on the first attempt by Parker Edwards. Geibel, of course, the star quarterback for Garaway, going to Furman, I understand, right, Jake, for college?
Yeah, he signed to continue playing football at Furman, so he was fun to watch play football the last few seasons for the Pirates.
Second free throw, no good by Edwards. Rebound Speedy. Here's Raber to the foul line. Thulane has it punched away out of his hands. It'll be off of his hands, they're saying, and off of Garaway. This is me, Salisbury basketball.
He was confused about that. He either thought he was fouled or that ball was punched clean out of his hands and should have stayed with the Pirates.
Tigers will have it. Down 35-18. Becker on the left wing. His pass goes to Edwards. Edwards to a jump stop. The hand up to Boppin. Back in the corner to Gage Moore. Moore on the left block. Goes inside. Now to Thomas. Back out top Moore. Moore to the foul line. Goes out top to Boppin. Boppin to the foul line. Stolen away by Blaine Raber. Raber to the front court to the basket. His layup will be no good. Rebound to the floor is grabbed by Geibel. Pass over to Speedy. Back out top. Now Wallach for a three-pointer. That's knocked down. Bennett Wallach, his third three-pointer of this evening. 9 points for him. 38-18 Pirates.
I think the Tigers bench either wanted a travel or something on that call. They're talking to the official, not happy that the whistle wasn't blown.
Here's Boppin. Over to Becker in the corner. Becker dribbles the left wing. Back out top of it to Gage Moore. On the right wing, received by Keaton Thomas. Thomas to the baseline. Back to Gage Moore. His three from the right wing. Going to be no good by Moore. Rebound grab by Bennett Wallach. Wallach on the fast break for Garaway. To the front court. To the foul line. Back in the corner to Raber. Raber's three-pointer going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Chet Troyer. And he'll be fouled by Ryan Becker. First team foul on Stralsburg. Becker has his second personal.
Great job by Troyer getting up there, just being able to grab it. But again, they left Raber wide open in the corner, and you really can't do that. He misses the shot that time, but if you keep giving him wide open looks, he's going to hit more than he's going to miss.
Three-pointer by Wallach. Meanwhile, that'll be knocked down. Can't leave him open either. Bennett Wallach, his fourth three-pointer made today. 41-18 Garaway. Tigers have it out top. The dribble by Boppin on the left wing. Here's shooting. Now the Gop. Gop for the foul circle. 18-footer, no good. Rebound going to be grabbed by Bronson Speedy. He'll take it himself for the Pirates across the timeline. Now to Wallach on the right wing. 5.5 to play, third quarter. Wallach, three-pointer goes up in the air. Going to be in and out, no good. Tip back by Speedy, no good. Gets the rebound again, puts it back up. That is good. Bronson Speedy and a foul. Bronson Speedy, a strong move inside. He'll have a chance for a three-point play. Speedy now has 11 points for the game. At the conclusion of tonight's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink Player of the Game as that player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Free throw was no good, goes out of bounds after the miss, and Strollsburg's going to have the ball, but Gearley has a 43-18 lead.
And again, they're getting to the charity stripe. They're forcing Strasburg to play a little more of a physical defense, and they're still making them pay for it.
Tigers have it. Here's Thomas. Now to Gage Moore. And Moore's pass goes out of bounds as Edwards started to cut in. He threw it out, and that'll be a turnover number 14 on Strasburg.
Edwards just wasn't looking, and you just look at Moore. He tossed the ball up, and then Edwards cut inside, and just the look on his face, like, oh, come on.
Here's Wallach, dribbles it to the foul line, lobs it inside, grabbed by Chet Troyer in traffic, but knocked out of bounds off of his hands, and it's going to be Strollsburg basketball. Turnover on Gearley, that'll be their sixth.
Just kind of an awkward play there. I don't think it ever really developed, but like the good idea, you're still trying to get down low and get good looks underneath the bucket.
Tigers have it, out top to Moore on the left wing. Received by Boppin. He'll find Gopp. Back to Boppin. Boppin to the baseline. Now to Gage Moore to the paint. Spins around. His shot off last is good. Gage Moore now has six. His first point since the first quarter.
And that's what Strasburg wants him to do. They want him to be that bully in the paint. Back your defender up and get those shots.
Blaine Raber has it out top. Raber to the foul line. Lobs it inside. Goes over to Geibel. Geibel's reverse layup going to be no good, but he'll be fouled by Gage Moore. That'll send Geibel to the foul line. Second team foul on Strasburg. And for Moore, his third personal foul.
It looks like he's going to check out for Tuning here after this first free throw.
And call that on Gopp, instead his second personal. Geibel lines up. 6'4 senior. Averaging 5 points and 4.5 rebounds. That free throw is good. And Geibel up to 3 points now on the afternoon. McRae alongside Jake Seidel for the broadcast today. 44-20 Gearley. Second free throw by Geibel. That's up. That's going to be good. Got the bounce. 4 points for Geibel. 45-20 lead for the Pirates. Midway point of the third quarter. Tigers basketball goes to Gage Moore. Moore to the right block. Moore shot up in the air. Going to be high off the last. No good rebound grab by Blaine Raber. Pirates have it. Raber dribbles across the timeline on the right wing. Now back to Bronson Speedy at the midcourt line. On the left wing, Bennett Wallach. Dumps it inside, goes to Chet Troyer. And he'll be fouled from behind, trying to defend him, the much smaller Parker Edwards. 13 foul in Strasburg. Edwards now his third personal foul.
Yeah, he was bodying him up down low there. Just, I think, a little too much contact from the referee. Thought that he interfered with the ability to try to catch that basketball. And I think that you can't do that all the time.
There's Chet Troyer, lost it again. Be chased back down to the corner by Geibel. He'll find Speedy on the right wing. Speedy dribbles it out top. Down to Wallach, top of the key. Wallach, three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound, grabbed by Gage Moore. Long pass front court to Boffman. Boffman is a poke loose, but a foul called on the attempted steal by Bennett Wallach. Second team foul on Gearley, and Wallach will have his second personal. Kingman Bear now checking in. It replaces Chet Troyer. Also Jackson Garber in. Micah Yoder checking in. Bronson Speedy will have a seat, and also checking out is Brady Geibel. 45-20 Pirates. 3.5 to play, third quarter. In Meadow to the corner. Goes out top now with it. Over to Boffin. Left wing now the three-pointer by Gage Bonifant. That'll be no good by the left-hander. Rebound pulled down by Kingman Bear. Here's Blaine Raber to the front court for the Pirates. On the left wing. Raber, three-pointer up and is going to be knocked down. Blaine Raber now up to 18 points. His first points of the third.
Just his second three-pointer today.
48-20 advantage for Gearley. Raber just doesn't force anything. Takes what's there. Really knocked away. Meanwhile, out of the hands of Lucas Gopp, but a foul is called as he's hacked on the arm. 13 foul on Gearley coming in this third quarter play. Call that foul on Jackson Garber. That'll be his first. Gopp, as we mentioned, a 6'1 freshman. Does have 3 points on the afternoon. Gopp, free throw up. No good. You talk about Blaber, of course, leading scorer. terrific player here, but a guy that probably can score even more here, but not a selfish player at all, very much a team-oriented guy, and he's going to look for that right play.
We've seen him, you know, dish it out to Wallach in the corner, trying to get Geibel engaged. He just does a great job. We're going to have a lane violation here.
Yeah, two guys getting in there. Gopp kind of hesitates a little bit before he shoots it, and I threw a couple guys off.
Joking with the referee on the near side after that, too. I think he was trying to flag. Which one of us did you call it on?
Yeah. That second free throw is good. Gopp now has four. 48-21 Garaway. 3 minutes to play in the third. Pirates have the ball. Here's Micah Yoder out top. Now to Blaine Raber. Raber to the foul line. Nice look inside. Goes to Kingman Bear. And on the quarter back to Raber. Raber lobs inside. Grabbed by Micah Yoder. He'll back it up now to the left wing. Yoder top of the key. Down to the foul line. Poke loose and stole it away. Brody Boffman's pass goes inside, goes to Gaismore. He'll be hacked underneath that basket by Blaine Raber. He'll get called for the foul, though. That's the 14th foul on Garaway. Raber has his second. To the foul line going to be Gaismore. Now the shoot two. Came after the seventh Garaway turnover.
Again, right idea there. That one kind of just turned into a little bit of a cluster underneath there. A whole bunch of players trying to move that ball around. And finally got some more. He went to put something up and all the confusion. And just to get Raber to give up the foul.
Gage Moore has 6 points. Free throws up, going to be good. 7 for the 6'2 junior. Lines it up on the second attempt. That's going to be no good. Rebound to Tanner Rao. Pirates basketball up 48-22. Raber to the front court, as it out top. Raber, dump pass inside, going to be stolen away. Bear wasn't looking for it, and it'll be the eighth Garaway turnover. Bonifant to the corner, now out top to Gage Moore. Moore to the foul line, to the lane. Left-handed layup going to be no good, but he had a step on Bear. He drew the foul on him. That's the 15th foul on Garaway, and Bear has his second personal foul. And Gage Moore back at the foul line.
And I think he's just frustrated. He keeps drawing these fouls. He just can't get any of the shots he's drawing him on to drop in there. But he's giving it the best they can.
Free throw up is going to be good. Up to now 8 points on the afternoon. Raber will have a seat. Checking in, going to be Lofton Numbers, 5'10 junior guard for the Pirates. That free throw up, that's going to be good. Both are knocked down by Moore. 48-24. Garaway has the lead in the basketball. Into the front court, Micah Yoder. Stutter step. Pass goes left wing. Lot the numbers. Numbers to the baseline. His 18-footer going to be up in the air. No good. Rebound is grabbed by Tanner Rao. Al top down to Jackson Garber. His three-pointer is no good. Rebound tipped to the hands of Brody Boffman. Tigers ball. Boffman to the basket. His layup going to be blocked out of bounds by Garber. They call him for the foul. Clean block, but he must have had him with the body. As that'll be the second personal on Garber. And, of course, already a double bonus. And at the foul line is going to be Brody Boffman.
And I think that is all it is. He went up in the air, and he stayed on the ground and got the ball. I think they would have let it play on. But, again, right idea.
That free throw up is going to be good. Brody Boffman. Barry Zinni has 6 points. All Garaway with this one up 48-25. That free throw is good as well.
It's 4 for 4 this afternoon.
Pirates basketball. Here's Micah Yoder. Yoder dribbles it. Pass right point now to Lofton Numbers. Cross-court pass. Chase back down. Micah Yoder. 1.5 to play, third quarter. Yoder. Look inside as Tanner Rao on the right block. Back in the corner now. Jackson Garber, his three-pointer is nothing but net. Jackson Garber buries his second three-pointer of the day. 6 points for him and a 51-26 Garaway advantage. Tigers ball drive to the lane. Shot by Boffman, blocked inside by Rao. Rebound Kingman Bear. Here's Micah Yoder for Garaway on the left wing. Dribbles the top of the key. His pass goes to Jackson Garber. Garber crossover to the foul line. Back in the corner now, over to Lofton Numbers. Stutter step gets called for the travel. Shuffle his feet for the ninth Garaway turnover.
They've got 6 here in the quarter, and that's unusual for Garaway. They only had 3 in the entire first half.
In command, though, 51-26 advantage. Just over a minute to go in the third. You've done a good job keeping things on time today so far for the showcase.
You had to say it, Matt.
You had to know. Now we're in trouble. On the right pass, right post, the pass goes through the hands of Becker, and a turnover will be the 15th on Strasburg. Micah Yoder has it out top to the foul line. Yoder, runner up in the air, going to be no good. Rebound put back by Rao, no good. Rebound finally grabbed by Lucas Gopp. Gopp, pass goes to the corner, three-pointer by Bonifant. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Parker Edwards. Records pass ricochets inside. Shot by Gopp, a little jump hook, missed everything. Rebound Jackson Garber, 20 seconds in the quarter. On the right wing now, three-pointer by Michael Yoder, going to be no good. Rebound pulled down by Rao. Three-pointer now by Lofton Numbers. That's off the mark. And knocked to the floor, going to be a foul call going after that loose ball. And they're going to call that on Garraway.
It's going to be the third on Jackson Garber, I believe.
Double bonus, so it is going to be free throws for Strasburg. So Garber, as you mentioned, getting that third personal foul on him. 11 seconds to play in the third.
I don't think anyone knows who's shooting free throw. Okay, there he goes.
Yeah, he's ready.
Bonifant was just kind of hanging outside there, and I wasn't sure anyone knew who actually got fouled.
Age Bonifant, 5'10". Junior lefty, first free throw off the mark. Garraway, of course, going to open up their tournament at home against Meadowbrook on February 22nd. And they look like they're locked in tournament mode right now. Bonifant, second free throw. That's up. That's going to be no good. Missed them both.
Another lane violation, I think.
Well, antsy to get after that ball, so they'll do it again.
I think Tanner Rao is arguing that the contact from his counterpart there and Becker right next to him is what caused that lane violation, but
that free throw is still no good. Rebound goes to Kingman Bear. 8 seconds. Mike Yoder across the timeline. Long pass inside. Received now by Garber. Garber, 2 seconds in traffic. Three-pointer by Lofton. The number's going to be no good. Off the rim to close out the third quarter of play. At the end of three, Garraway 51, Strasburg 26. This is the IVC Showcase on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
Bowman & Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
Garraway outscores Strasburg 16-11 in that third quarter, and the Pirates have it to begin the fourth. There's Wallach, pass goes right corner to Bronson Speedy. Now out top, deflected away and stolen. Gage Moore has it into the front court now for the Tigers after that Garraway turnover. Four to the foul line. Pass inside. That'll be out of bounds. That'll be deflected, though, by Garraway. And Strasburg will have the basketball. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Jake Seidel, where Garraway is 4 for 12 from three-point distance for 33%. Strasburg 0 for 4. Embedded on the floor for Strasburg. Out top goes in the hands of Ryan Becker and Brody Boffin. Back to Moore on the right wing. Moore to the baseline. And he'll be fouled all the way. Blocking foul is the call. First team foul in the fourth on the Pirates, and call that on Chet Troyer, his first personal foul. Also in the third, Garraway 1 for 3 from two-point range for 33%. Strasburg was 2 for 6 for 33%. And batted to the corner goes to Boffin. His 18-footer, no good. Rebound going to be a grab by Geibel. Garraway ball. Raber to the front court on the left wing. Raber pulled 3-pointer from the corner, going to be off the mark, but a foul called away from the basketball. And it's going to be on Garraway.
Must have boxed out a little too hard on that rebound.
his third. Also in the third, Garraway at 4-5 for the foul line. Stralsburg 5-10 for 50%. Garraway out-rebounding Stralsburg 17-9 in the third. Six turnovers for Garraway, three for Stralsburg. Three-pointer up in the air by Keenan Thomas. Meanwhile, he'll knock it down for the left wing. Thomas has five, his first three-pointers today. 51-29 Garraway. Here's Wallach on the right side. Crossover to the baseline. Wallach dumps it inside to Speedy. Deflected back out top. It'll be saved. Chet Troyer now to Speedy. His cross-court pass now over to Bennett Wallach. His three-pointers off the mark. Rebound slapped to the corner. And goes out of bounds. And that's going to be off of Stralsburg. Garraway will keep the basketball. 6:47 to go. All Pirates up 51-29. Again, Buckeye Trail and Indian Valley next, and we'll have the final game tonight. It'll be Indian Valley, or Kushi Highland against Malvern. Here's Rabers to the foul line. In traffic, and what? Going to be a foul call. First foul on Stralsburg now here in the fourth quarter, and going to be putting that foul on Parker Edwards. He's up to four personals.
He just kind of, you know, stood up there and gave Raber a little too much contact as he went by.
And now his pass goes to leaping lane. Raber, he'll make it up and in. Full jump shot by Raber on the pass, and he's up to 20 points on the afternoon.
He's shooting 66% from two-point land.
As efficient as it gets. 53-29 Garraway. Stralsburg with the basketball. On the right wing goes to Ryan Becker. Out top to Gage Moore. Back in the left side, over to Parker Edwards. Edwards to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. Back out top to Gage Moore. Moore, drive, baseline. His shot left hand. That's good. Moore has 11. 53-31. Garraway with the lead and the basketball. Raber on the right wing. Dribbles it to the foul line. Look inside. His pass goes over to Brady Geibel, who missed the layup. Rebound is grabbed by Gage Moore. Bada Boffman back to Moore. Moore out top of it. On the right wing, to Ryan Becker. Becker holds onto it. Out top to Moore. Moore, three-pointer goes up in the air. It's going to be off the mark. Rebound corralled by Geibel. Here's Speedy across the timeline. His pass goes to Walk. Walk, three-pointer blocked out of bounds off the hands of Gage Moore. Can close out defensively. But Garraway's going to have the ball. 5.5 to go. As Garraway going to looking to get their 16th win of the season to close off the regular season.
Full sail subs for the Pirates. All the starters at least going to get a break for a little bit.
And batted out top to Jackson Garber. Now the Micah Yoder. His cross-court pass goes out of bounds. That'll be a turnover. Of course, we have the fortune as radio guys. We can look ahead. You can look at that tournament here. And you got to look at the on that side of the Division 5 bracket. Of course, St. Clairsville, the top seed, they will not be in that same side of the bracket, in that bracket as Garraway and Coshocton. But those are the two teams you kind of look for that could meet up, Coshocton and Garraway, in that district championship game.
Well, that would be a fantastic matchup, too, I think.
Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be off of Kingman Baird. It'll stay with the Tigers. Of course, Colton Conkle, all-time leading scorer for Coshocton. That would be, as you mentioned, a good matchup if that plays out that way. Ball in. It was out top to Ryan Becker. He'll find Brody Boffman. 5:10 to go. Boffman dribbles it right wing. Gets the handoff. Received by Brian Becker. Becker out top of it. Comes to a jump stop. Gets the handoff down to Boffman. Boffman against Tanner Rao. Double team. Picks it up now. Nowhere to go with the ball. Gets it out top now to Parker Edwards. As they work the ball around the perimeter. Rebers drive, lane, his shot rejected out of bounds by Jackson Garber. So Garraway's gone from the bench, but still have some good athleticism, as we see here, even the guys off the bench for the Garraway team.
Again, you look at some of these players, they're playing baseball, they're playing football for the Pirates, and then, you know, those programs are just as demanding as the basketball program.
Becker's pass goes to Gage Moore, backs it into the left block. Moore, shot up, and they're going to be off the last no-good. Good, going to be a rebound knocked out of bounds. Be off of Micah Yoder's hands. It'll stay with Stralsburg. 4.5 to play. 53-31 Garraway. And batted, which is going to be grabbed by Cutting Cootie. Chuning, his shot no good. Rebound batted into the hands of Moore. He'll save it. Back to Chuning, no, stolen away. Tanner Rao has it. Goes front court now to Micah Yoder. Back out top. The Bear on the left wing. Here's the dribble to the baseline by Lofton Numbers. In time to a cutting Jackson Garber, who grabs it and lays it in.
I think the positive for this for Garraway is you're seeing what your some of second teamers can do against this Strasburg team, and you're looking at, hey, look, maybe we'll have another reload kind of year next year, but they still got to worry about this season.
8 points for Jackson Garber. Here's Becker out top. Crossover to the foul line. He'll find Keenan Thomas. Thomas drive. His shot up. No good, but he will draw a foul, I believe, on Lofton Numbers. And he'll send Thomas to the foul line with 3:48 to play. Numbers will have his second personal, 13th foul on Garraway. Keenan Thomas has 5 points. That's up. Going to be good on the first attempt.
So far, he's 1 of 1 from 3, 2, and the charity strike.
Second free throw up, going to be good as well. ...55-33, Garraway, they had the ball. Here's Micah Yoder drive, head fake, shot for the right block by Yoder. That's no good. Rebound punched up there and corralled inside by the Pirates, and that was grabbed by Kingman Bear. I was kind of trying to find the sheet there because he doesn't have that face mask on now.
Oh, he took it off.
He said, I'm done with that.
You know, that seems to be a theme with those face masks. You look at the NBA guys that are wearing them, and they just take them off midway through the game.
Ball deflected out top to finally grab on the steal by Strasburg's Keaton Thomas. Turnover 12 on the Pirates. Here's a dribble, drive, lane, scoop shot left hand by Parker Edwards. Missed everything, rebound to Kingman Mayer.
That might have been partially blocked there.
Mike Yoder's pass goes to the corner. Had a Lofton Numbers. Crosser pass down to Jackson Garber. Garber to the foul line. Garber, shot from the left block off the last, no good. Rebound, punched up the area, and off the ends of Edwards. Hit that Mustang sign, it'll be Garraway basketball.
A great facility here at Claymont, not just for basketball, but they also have a lot of wrestling things here during the winter months as well, and really just a great facility for something like this.
Here's Tanner Rao. Back out top, Mike Yoder for a three-pointer. That'll be no good from the top of the key. Rebound, Ryan Becker. 2:40 to go. Here's Becker. He'll be fouled on the hand check on Micah Yoder. His second personal foul, 14th foul on the Pirates. Next game scheduled to start at 5:30. And then that Kylan Malvern game at 7 o'clock tonight. Embedded grab by Brody Boffman. Boffman crossover to the foul line. Now left wing. Three-pointer up there by Lucas Scott. That's off the mark. Rebound pulled down. Now by Micah Yoder. Baseball pass by Yoder inside. Stolen away. Then a foul on Kingman Barrett for the steal by Brody Boffman. That's 5 team fouls, so double bonus now.
That'll be the third on Bear.
55-33. Pirates with the lead. 2.5 to play.
First time Boffman's been to the line since the first quarter.
That free throw's up is going to be good. 8 points for Boffman. That's up going to be good as well. 9 points, Brady Boffman. 55-35, Garraway. Micah Yoder now to the front court. Gets it out top now to Jackson Garber. Garber to the foul line. His pass goes to Tanner Rao. Rao's three-pointer going to be off the mark. Rebound by Micah Yoder. His putback is going to be no good. Missed the layup. Rebound going to be saved but grabbed by Kingman Bear. Three-pointer up in the air going to be knocked down by Lofton Numbers. His first points of the game. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years, located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs. Here's Bonifit to the baseline, 1:40 to play. And goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Strasburg. At the conclusion of today's contest, we'll be announcing the FedEx Player of the Game as that player receives a free t-shirt courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville.
And some more subs from each team. Four subs in for the Pirates.
In battle left wing, the Boffman. It was out top, out of the pass to Ryan Becker. For Schroeper, just dressing eight guys, so they don't have a lot of guy subs to go to. Three-pointer from the up, and they are going to be knocked down, meanwhile, by Brody Boffman. They do have some good young players, though, to the Schroeper team. Brody Boffman, one of those, he has 12 points. Five in the fourth quarter. 58-38, Garraway pass inside. And that shot going to be rejected out of bounds. The shot attempt inside for Garraway. And it will be Pirates basketball. Inbound into the corner. Here's a dribble out top. Goes inside now to Schwarzentruber. His shot going to be no good, but he'll be fouled. Henry Schwarzentruber, the 6'1 sophomore, will be at the foul line. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of fouls here down the stretch here. Keep stopping this clock here. 105 to go.
Well, that's what we get for you saying we've been on time all day, Matt.
We were doing so well.
It's the number one rule of the press box. You never talk about how fast the game is going.
That is true. First free throw good by Schwarzentruber. His first point today. Second free throw is up. That's going to be good. Makes them both 60-38, Garraway. 1 minute to play. Brody Boffman hands it off to Boniface. Back to Boffman. Boffman to the lane. In traffic. A shot up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound. Grabbed by Ryan Becker. His putback. That is going to be good. Got the bucket and another foul. Becker now a chance for a three-point play. His first points of the day, and Garraway's really done a great job on him all afternoon.
They really have, and you can tell he's been frustrated. He's been missing shots, wide open shots, and finally gets something to fall tonight.
Free throw no good. Rebound by Boniface, and has it tied up. Held ball, arrow points to Strasburg. 45 seconds. 60-40, Garraway. Boniface pass goes cutting. Rudy Boffman, his layup no good. Rebound grab by number 32 for the Pirates. Final 35 seconds. Out top to Schwarzentruber. And he'll be fouled. Should be a rule here. You can't call hand checking under a minute to go in a 20-point game.
Let's suggest that to the NFHS.
We will. Yep. Send him in a letter. Here's Tanner Rao. Hit the handoff. Three-pointer goes up, and they're going to be off the mark. On that shot attempt for the right quarter by Schwarzentruber goes out of bounds off of Garraway. Final 22 seconds to go. Brody Boffman to the front court. 17 seconds to play. Finds Lucas Scott. Out of Boniface. Right block to Ryan Becker. His shot blocked. Gets his own rebound put back by Becker. That's going to be good. 4 points for Becker today. 3 seconds to go. Deflected, and that will do it here for the game. Garraway gets the win here at the IVC Showcase by the final margin of 60-42. Garraway finishes up the regular season at 16-6, winners of four of their last five, and Strasburg goes to 12-10, and it snaps a two-game winning streak. Again, the final, Garraway 60, Strasburg 42. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Meltway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Meltway Paving at 330-279-9000. Meltway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks.
Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
Check out this residential property located at 744 Diamond Alley in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $259,500. Come take a look at this newer three-bedroom, three-bath ranch home with a covered back deck and front porch on a dead-end street with little traffic. It also includes a landscape patio area and fish pond in the front, new AC and whole house generator, and spacious two-car garage with plenty of extra storage room. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Steve Mogg at 330-763-4769 or check it out at kaufmanrealty.com.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Hero gets the victory here at the Boys IVC Showcase. They win it 60-42 over Strasburg as Garaway, they had at one point a 6-5 lead in the first quarter, then go on a 12-0 run, and really it's kind of all Garaway from there. As they led 18-5 at that point. Garaway took a 21-9 lead after one, outscoring the Tigers 14-9 did Garaway in the second, and Garaway had a 20-point advantage at 35-15 at the half. Garaway outscoring Strasburg 16-11 in the third quarter, and they had a 51-26 lead through three, and Garaway goes on to get the win by the final score of 60-42 over the Strasburg Tigers. Back with the final individual numbers after this on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Kime, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Kime Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio, or online at kimehome.com. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
President's Day Super Sale is underway at Millersburg Electric. Hi, this is Kerry Taylor, and we're kicking off our 80th anniversary year with savings throughout the store. As a member of one of the nation's largest appliance buying groups, we offer inventory levels and pricing equal to or better than all those larger stores. Are you building or remodeling? In addition to package discounts, we'll hold your appliances in our warehouse until you are ready for our professional installation team. So visit us today on State Route 83 South in Millersburg or 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor,
Think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
In the final score, Garraway gets the win 60-42 over Strasburg today. For Garraway, leading the way was Blaine Raber, as Raber finished up with 20 points to lead all scores. Raber going 2-for-6 from three-point distance, 6-for-8 from two-point range, and also 4-for-4 for the foul line. So Raber, 20 points on the day, 11 points Bronson Speedy, 8 points scored by Jackson Garber, and also 12 for Bennett Wallach, who knocked down 4 three-pointers on the day. 4 points for Brady Geibel. 3 points for Lotha Numbers and 2 for Henry Schwarzentruber, running out the 16-point total for Garraway. For Strasburg leading the way, they had 2 players in double figures. Brody Boppin had the lead. He went 2-for-5 in downtown, 0-for-6 from 2-point range, but 4-for-4 for the foul line. Boppin finished up with 12 points on the day, 11 points for Gage Moore, and also 7 points scored by Keenan Thomas, and 4 for Parker Edwards, 4 points for Ryan Becker, and 4 points for Lucas Scott. That rounded out the 42-point total for Strasburg. Keeping your eye on those guys, Jake, they would steal our T-shirts there.
Yeah, we had a few referees that thought they were our players of the game. Hey, good crew to steal our T-shirt.
That's right. Garraway gets the win 60-42. Now for the final team numbers, here's Jake Seidel.
Thanks, Matt. Garraway shot 9 of 31 from downtown for 29%, and 11 of 28 for 39% from 2, a combined 20 of 59 for 33%. Strasburg 5 for 18 for 28%, 8 of 30 from 2-point range for 27%, and combined 13 of 48 for 27% from the floor. Garraway 13 of 20 for 65% from the free throw line, 11 of 19 for 57% by the Tigers. And I double checked this number, so it is not wrong. 52 rebounds for the Pirates compared to 23 by the Tigers, 16 turnovers by Strasburg, 13 by Garraway.
That is the definition of dominating the boards, that's for sure. Garraway individually led by Blaine Raber, who had 7 rebounds, and also 7 boards for Brady Geibel, 3 at the offensive end. And also 8 rebounds for Bronson Speedy. He had 3 at the offensive end. 7 boards also for Kingman Bear. He had 2 offensive. And 5 rebounds, Tina Rao. He had 3 at the offensive end. 5 rebounds for Strasburg's Gage Moore. He had 2 at the offensive end. And also 6 boards for Ryan Becker. He had 3 at the offensive end. Final score, Garraway gets the win 60-42, and really a dominant performance on the afternoon.
They got out to an early lead and just kept making things happen for themselves. And really, it was once they got the lead, got into a rhythm, they didn't look back. A great win. Raber looked great. We saw Geibel play some great defense, and Bronson Speedy all made their way to the hoop.
Blaine Raber, our Fighter Inc. player of the game, 20 points, 7 rebounds, and again, kind of makes it look easy when he's out there.
He makes it look easy, and he's going to get a new T-shirt to show everyone he makes it look easy. Easy choice for us today, and see, he's talking to a few college guys over here. We're not going to name drop any names, but good luck to him in his future endeavors.
Again, Blaine Raber, 20 points, 7 rebounds. He'll be our Fighter Inc. player of the contest. So Garraway gets the win. They go to 16-6 to close out the regular season. They've now won 4 of the last 5 games, and for Garraway, their next game will be in the tournament. And the Division 5 sectional is only playing host to Meadowbrook at Garraway. That'll be on February 22nd. And for Strasburg, with a loss, they'll close out their regular season at 12-10, snapping a 2-game winning streak. They'll play in a tournament in the Division 7 sectional. They'll be playing at Steubenville Catholic Central. That's the top seed on February 21st in that game. For us, later on tonight, we'll have the final game of the showcase, Highland against Malvern, the top team out of the IVC South, the Hawks against the top team out of the IVC North, the Hornets. Airtime around 6:35. Tip off about 7 o'clock on FM 95.3 and also stream 1 on our website. Also tonight, we'll have the boys' regular season basketball game with Maysville and West Holmes. That'll be on YouTube and stream 2, airtime approximately 7 o'clock. And for now, it'll be Jake Seidel, I'm Matt Coy, and Michael Hammond back at the studio. The final score in this one, it was Garraway 60 and Strasburg 42. So long, everybody.
Denco Marketing and
Grill, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stop in for the BOGO sale all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Armor Lunch Makers, Pilgrim's Nuggets, the Philly Steak Sandwich Steaks, Progresso Soup, and Brawny Paper Towels, all buy one, get one free. We also have Haagen-Dazs Ice Cream, Mayfield Sandwiches or Bars, Steak Amanga Steaks, Red Lobster Seafood, Old El Paso Soup, Sunkist Drink Mix, Quaker Mini Rice Crisps, and all laundry detergent, buy one, get one free. That's now through Sunday at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Homes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Homes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.